In order to truly enjoy the healthy stuff, you have to know how to cook it properly so that it tastes its best. So let's talk about whole grains today, because a lot of people aren't used to cooking brown rice and quinoa and all these kinds of things. Cooking whole grains, really easy. Put them in a pot with water and a pinch of salt, bring them to a boil, let them simmer until they're soft with a lid on. The cooking time depends on the grain. And the only thing you really need to know is that they usually cook best with a ratio of 2 cups of water for each cup of grain you're using, and use the same cup measurement. You don't even need to use a cup if you don't want. You can take a glass. As long as you fill up the same volume of grain as you or of water as you used grain, all good. So the cooking times, 10 minutes or less for rolled oats, other rolled grains, kasha, which is toasted buckwheat, and couscous, which you can get whole grain couscous. 20 minutes for untoasted buckwheat or millet. 30 minutes for quinoa or amaranth. 40 to 45 minutes maybe for steel-cut oats. 45 to 50 minutes for brown rice, whether long or short grain, or pearl barley. And then a full hour for pot barley and whole oats. Rice cookers are popular because they allow you to cook whole grains, other than rice even. You can put steel-cut oats in a rice cooker. And then you don't have to watch it. You don't have to turn the temperature down because you put it on a timer. And even better, electric pressure cookers give you those same benefits of being able to set it and forget it. Plus, they allow you to bring the cooking times down to 5 or 10 minutes, even for brown rice. Just follow the directions that come with your machine. So those are the basics. If you got those down, you're set. If you want to learn more in depth about cooking whole grains, here we go. We're going to get into some more details and some tips for making them really tasty and come out perfectly every time. So before even cooking, there are some steps we can do. Soaking is something that a lot of people talk about in raw food circles. Most grains need to be cooked, but since rolled oats and other rolled grains are soft and have actually been lightly steamed before you buy them, you can just soak them for an hour or overnight instead of cooking them. This is an excellent breakfast when you're in a rush. And I usually use boiling water to soak because it makes a nice warm bowl in the winter, and I just soak it in the morning for about 10 minutes. And then soaking can also be helpful in starting to break down the complex carbohydrates and phytic acid in grains, which makes them more digestible. So you can soak brown rice, quinoa, or any other grain for a few hours or even overnight. Cooking will also break down complex carbohydrates and phytic acid, so you don't need to soak to properly digest and absorb the nutrients from your grains. It's just something that some people in raw food will do. And then we can clean and rinse our grains to sift through to make sure there aren't any black grains or stones or any other bits you wouldn't want to eat. Rinsing grains with water helps remove any dirt or dust that might have accumulated in processing and storage. And also, with some grains, particularly quinoa, there can be a slightly bitter coating that breaks down when you wash them in water. So, the best way to get all of this off is to fill the pot with some water and the grain, doesn't matter how much water, just more than will fill it. Get your hands right in the water and rub the grains with your hand. And then just drain off that rinsing water. You can use a strainer or just pour the water off from the pot. You don't need to get rid of every last drop of water, and if you lose some grains into the sink because they were floating on the top, they're probably not the fresh ones anyway. I find, though, that rinsing grains changes the way they cook, so I don't usually do it, even though it's often recommended. Rinsing and rubbing them releases starch from the grain, so it doesn't get that same perfect, dry, fluffy texture after rinsing. And that's especially true for quinoa, which is one grain that people usually tell you to rinse because of its bitter coating of saponin, which is like a soapy-like substance. But I find if I get grains from a high quality source, there shouldn't be as many bits to pick out, and you probably don't need to rinse. Some quinoa brands even come pre-rinsed. The only time I've ever regularly rinsed mine is when I was in Peru and the quinoa was coming straight from a big batch, and it wasn't processed the same way we would get quinoa in North America. And then you can get into sprouting if you want. Grains can be sprouted if you buy them whole. So if the grain is still essentially alive. So after soaking it overnight, if you keep the grains in a cool place, in a container with good drainage and airflow, rinse them at least twice a day. Sprouting jar is perfect for this. They'll start to sprout little tails. Now, they should be cooked and eaten right away. They don't last very long, maybe a few days in the fridge, if you keep rinsing them and make sure they have that drainage and airflow going on. The one I've had most success with is quinoa. It makes a beautiful sprout, makes a little spiral. And I would suggest cooking after sprouting. Some people say that you can eat sprouted grains raw, but particularly with rice or something like that, they're much more easily digested if they're cooked. It also helps break down more of the complex carbohydrates and that phytic acid that can prevent digestion. Okay, so then we get into cooking. So there are a few methods for cooking whole grains. Steeping is the basic technique that I said at the top, where you put grains in a pot of water with a pinch of salt and cook them till they're soft. So the general rule for cooking whole grains is to add 2 cups of water for every 1 cup of grain. Millet is one exception that can use more water to make it nice and soft. So I usually use up to 3 cups, depending on the texture that I'm looking for. But just for millet, every other whole grain is 2 cups water to 1 cup grain. So you put the grain and the water in a pot, bring it to a boil, then turn it down to low and simmer with an airtight lid on top, because you don't want that water that you carefully measured to evaporate. You want it to be absorbed into the whole grain. So you want to wait until all that water has been absorbed, which is 20 to 50 minutes, depending on the grain. We went over the cooking times earlier, and I'll put that on your cheat sheet for today. Do not stir the grains while they're cooking, or things won't work out properly. It all depends on the air bubbles and how they form through the grains. So if you start stirring it, it's not going to make this steeping texture. We will circle back to that idea though. So if you're trying to check whether the water has been absorbed yet, whether the whole grains are cooked, put a knife vertically down into the pot, lean it to the side, and then just peek down that little hole that you've made and see if the bottom of the pot has any water left. And then you can look down through the grains without really disturbing them. So this method is for making a soft, fluffy grain. It's like the typical texture for rice. You'll see the grains open up. The exception, though, is steel-cut oats, which will always make a porridge texture because they're already cut open. And couscous is a little bit different. It cooks by just putting the couscous in a bowl, pouring boiling water over it, covering with a lid. Most instructions say to use plastic wrap, but I use an upside-down plate. And then let that sit, and it steams inside there for about 5 to 10 minutes. Then you take the cover off, fluff it with a fork. Then we can make a risotto or a pudding. So, in that case, you're going to use more water or non-dairy milk because you want to make it a creamier dish. So, generally, it's 3 cups of liquid for every 1 cup of grain. And for a risotto, we often use wine, usually white wine. So you cook the grains basically the same way as steeping, by bringing the water to a boil and then turning down to a simmer. But what you're going to do is actually put the rice in the pot with a small amount of water, bring it to a boil, and stir it almost continuously. That's, the traditional best way to do it is to just keep stirring it. And then as the grain absorbs the liquid, you add a little bit more. So you can do it in, say, quarter cup increments. We usually start with some wine and then add mostly water or vegetable broth. Or if you're making a pudding, you can use the non-dairy milk. So the reason we stir a risotto is to release the starch from the grains to make it a creamier dish versus the light, fluffy texture that we're looking for when we steep it, in which case we do not stir it. Then we can do a pilaf or toast or pop the grains. So a pilaf is a grain dish where the grains have been toasted before they cook in the water. Most pilaf recipes call for the grains to be toasted in oil, but you can dry toast them. I prefer dry toasting to avoid the use of oil, but also to bring out the natural flavor of the grain rather than cover it up. To toast grains, put them in a dry pot on medium high heat, with or without oil, your preference. Stir frequently to avoid burning the grains, especially when dry toasting, and especially if it's a small grain like quinoa or millet. Most pilafs call for spices to be added during the toasting, which brings out a richer and less bitter flavor to the spice. You can dry toast the spices as well as the grains. Just be sure you stir or shake the pot frequently to keep them from burning. Ground spices only need a minute to toast, so make sure your grain is mostly toasted before you throw those spices in there. Dry toasting is also how you make popped grains. So you can make your own popcorn by putting dried popcorn kernels in a dry pot on medium high heat, shaking occasionally until they pop. You can also do this in oil, which is the more traditional way to do it. It's best to have a lid on the pot so your popcorn doesn't fly across the kitchen. I've done that. And I find that the kernels pop best if there's just one layer at the bottom of the pot, so they're all in contact with the heat. If you start piling the kernels up, it's going to be a very uneven popping and you're going to wind up with some unpopped kernels. And you can do the same thing with any other grain to pop it. You can do rice, quinoa, amaranth, whatever. The temperature required for popping changes depending on the size of the grain. So you might burn a few batches before you get the right temperature for your stove top. I burned several batches of amaranth before I got it to toast on my stove. But don't despair, just keep trying. We can also bake grains. So you can cook it in the oven rather than on the stove. It takes a lot longer because the heat level is lower in the oven than on the stove. But it turns out a very soft grain if you have the patience. If you can put it in the oven and let it cook for a few hours, it is amazing. So, all you do is put the grain with enough liquid in a baking dish, and usually we're using something flavorful like veggie broth or some kind of juice like pineapple juice or, some kind of flavoring in there. Add vegetables, herbs, spices, other seasonings. Make it really flavorful. Then put the dish in the oven, covered with a lid. The higher the temperature, the less time it will take to cook. To get the water to a boil, you want to start at about 400 degrees Fahrenheit to start. You can turn the oven down to 350 after the water gets boiling. But generally, allow for about twice the stove cooking time for each grain. So, for instance, brown rice will take 1 hour and 40 minutes or so. Another way to bake grains is to cook them on the stove first and then put them in a baking dish. This is a great way to reheat leftovers from the previous day. And I love cooking, say, brown rice with some mashed banana and walnut to bake up like a banana bread. So delicious. Now, a little touch on the nutrition of whole grains. So the main nutrient in whole grains is complex carbohydrates, which we've talked about is our body's main source of energy. But grains also have a decent amount of protein, fat, vitamins, particularly the B complex and vitamin E, and minerals. Whole grains start being digested in your mouth with saliva. So chewing grains thoroughly is really important for both the flow of digestion as well as releasing the nutrients from the grains so that your body can use them properly. Soaking, sprouting, and proper cooking are all ways to help break down the more complex nutrients in grains so that can all help with digestion. Last couple tips for helping cook grains faster. If you put a pinch of salt in the water, it helps the grains cook more easily, so it might reduce the cooking time, but it doesn't speed up the time the water takes to boil. The best way to save time is to boil the water that you're going to use to cook your whole grains in a kettle. I use an electric kettle, but you can use a stovetop kettle. Because kettles are thin, they're designed to boil water really quickly. But the best pot for cooking grains is one with a really thick bottom so that it cooks evenly. The trouble is that doesn't boil water very quickly. So boil your water in the kettle, and then while that's boiling, heat your dry grains in the pot to heat up that pot and get it ready to boil. You can add some spices in the pot with the grains to lightly toast and get a richer, less bitter flavor. Whether you're making dinner and using like curry powder, or whether you're making breakfast and putting some cinnamon in there. So that gets the pot ready, and then once your water is boiled, you just pour in the amount of water that you need, and that pot will come to a boil right away, and then you just turn it down to simmer, put the lid on, away you go. To show you a super flavorful way to make brown rice, let's try that toasted pilaf style with some Thai rice. We're gonna put some spices in there, some lemongrass, some ginger. It's perfect as a side with some sauteed vegetables with a coconut green curry sauce. But we're just going to focus on the rice today. Hope you enjoy. Tomorrow we are going to talk about beans.